You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Travis Miguel from the band Fake Figures. Thanks for letting me interview you. So what do you do in Fake Figures?
I play guitar in Fake Figures.
Nice. So what year did Fake Figures start?
We started, I think it was 2011.
That's
okay, yeah. So yeah, it was a long time ago. But yeah, we've just kind of been doing it off and on since then.
Cool. So what year is, where is your band from, and do you all still live there?
We're all based out of Orange County, California, which is about an hour south of LA. And yeah, we all still live here. What's up?
That around San Diego area?
It's about 2 hours north of San Diego.
Because I mainly know, like, the three cities in California I know are, what, I know four, I guess, Anaheim, San Diego, Sacramento, and Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah, I'm not too far from Anaheim.
Nice. You know, I want to try to go to California someday, but I haven't been able to yet, because we're on the other side of the U.S.
Okay, where are you guys?
In Delaware.
Oh, okay, Delaware. Yeah, so that's literally on the opposite side of where I'm at.
Wait, but didn't you say you're in, like, south?
What's that?
I thought, like, North Carolina would be, like, the same. Like, top of North Carolina would be, like, the same as you.
Trying to think geographically. I guess technically we're further south than North Carolina. But
if you northern, like 5 hours. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking about the actual quote unquote south of the US, yeah, like North Carolina, South Carolina, through, you know, like Georgia, even Florida. So yeah, those are the southern states. But yeah, we're out here on the West Coast.
Nice. Yeah. So do you have a favorite Fake Figures song to play? And what song do you suggest people not familiar with the band look up?
Favorite song? See, that's kind of a tricky question because it always changes. But as of right now, this second, I would probably say Miasmatic, which is a new song off of our new EP. And I think that would actually probably be the answer to both your questions. If nobody had ever heard of Fake Figures or didn't know what we sounded like, I would definitely show them that song.
Nice. All right, I'll check it out.
Cool.
So how old were you when you started playing guitar?
See, I was probably 11, 12 years old. I told my parents that I wanted to learn guitar, so they signed me up for lessons, and it was really, like, you know, total, like, beginner level stuff, like, this is how you play an E chord, this is how you hold a pick, stuff like that. Then I kept with it through my teens and then into my 20s, and fast forward a few decades later, and now I'm doing it for a living.
Nice. So I started at 10. I did some lessons with this guy, and now I'm doing it with another guy.
Cool.
I really like to play guitar for a living too, but I'm most likely gonna be in a band and play in a band.
Nice. What kind of stuff do you like playing?
I'll play whatever from, like, punk to metal, punk, hardcore metal, thrash metal.
Nice.
Also, do you know the band Piebald?
I don't know them personally, but I do know who you're talking about.
So do you know the song, The Stalker?
Maybe I'd have to go back and actually listen to the song to see if I recognize it or not. It's been a while since I've listened to Piebald, but I definitely remember Piebald.
But they let me play it with them at Furnace Fest a few weeks ago on guitar.
Sick. Oh,
the solo too.
Nice. Nice. How'd you do?
I think I did good.
Nice.
Yep. So you're welcome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I heard you played guitar in another band that was very well known. What band is that?
I also play in a band called Atreyu.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I've been doing that for about, over 20 years now. I've been with Atreyu.
Oh, wow. Are you guys active?
Yeah. Actually, I just got back from tour. It's just this past Tuesday.
Cool.
We've been pretty much been on the road nonstop for all of 2023. I just got back last Tuesday. We have pretty much all of October off, and then we're going to Europe in November.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what was the first punk or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
First punk or metal show. Let's see. My first real metal show was Pantera.
Oh, nice. That was one of the first bands my mom got into when she was 14.
Nice. Yeah. I think I was probably about 14 or 15 when I went and saw them. It was the first time I'd ever been around a mosh pit, and first time I'd ever seen I actually crowd surfed for the first time at that show.
Oh, nice.
I remember showing up to the show and being really intimidated because it was 95% dudes, and they were all twice my size. Funny. And they were just looking to wreck fools. And it was cool though. It was definitely a, as far as live music experiences, it's definitely a highlight.
Yep. I think I'd probably be intimidated at a Pantera show too.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool though, because, I was afraid they were going to want to beat me up or something, or they were going to pick on me. But I remember kind of getting in the pit, and I got knocked down, and this big burly dude covered in tattoos picked me up, put me on my feet, and pat me on the back and sent me on my way. So I was like, okay, cool, they don't want to kill me.
Yep. So the scariest show I've ever been to was probably Gorilla Biscuits, right?
Yep.
That was probably one of them. That was in Philly. It was just chaotic. It was at the church.
Nice.
First Unitarian Church. A ton of stage divers. Also, the band Bleeding Through, we were on the road with them. I know one of their songs. I'm not a huge fan of the rest.
Okay.
I don't know them. But I went up to the front, and it was, and I got put down. I was so close to the mosh pit, and my earplugs fell out. I just got squished. It was crazy.
Yeah, it can be scary, especially if you fall down, because not everybody sees you and they might end up stepping all over you, which is not a good thing, obviously. But you made it out alive, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much just got squished and the earplugs just
popped out of your head.
Yes, they were just like, goodbye. And I didn't find them.
That's okay. Also,
eargasm earplugs, so pretty expensive.
Yeah, but
I'm mad.
Earplugs at live shows are definitely a must, because
definitely,
when you go home after a live show and you hear that high pitch ringing, that's not good. So it's definitely good that you're wearing earplugs.
Yep. I feel but sometimes when it's completely silent, don't you always hear some sort of ringing?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
If it's completely silent, you might notice the high pitch ringing.
Well, more of like a low, like for me, it's more of like a low, like bell kind of sound.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, either way, you definitely got to protect your hearing, because once it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to get it back. So
that's true.
Definitely protect your ears.
Yep. Anyway, so what are some of your favorite bands to listen to recorded, and some of your favorite bands to see live?
Let's see. Well, when I was super young, the first band that like really got me interested in music was Metallica.
Yep.
I think I was pretty young. I was about 10 years old. I saw the music video for their song One.
Yep.
And I remember watching it and almost being scared by it, because I don't know if you've seen it, but it's basically
it's pretty much like a war, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's about this guy who gets his arms and legs blown off, and he can't see, he can't speak, he can't hear.
Is that why it's called One? Because he has one.
I'm not sure. Maybe. But just, you know, the thought of kind of like being trapped in your own body and you can't do anything, that scared me a lot. So when you're that young, you kind of become fascinated with the things that you're scared of. So Metallica was definitely one of those bands, and I've been a lifelong fan ever since. As far as live, I'm a huge Deftones fan.
Yep, my dad likes them a lot.
Yeah, I've been listening to them since I think mid '90s, late '90s. So it's been quite a while. Atreyu actually got to tour with them in 2006, so I was stoked because I got to watch the Deftones every night.
That's cool.
And every time they come through town, I always try to see them whenever I can. So
nice. So what is your favorite place you've toured in with any of your bands? And what is the most obscure place you've played?
Well, whenever we get to go to Japan or Australia, those are two places in the world where if the opportunity arises, our managers will ask us, hey, do you guys want to go to Japan or do you want to go to Australia? All five of us say yes, no matter what, without even thinking twice about it, just because.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're just really cool places to be. Like Japan, it's kind of like living in a cartoon. It's so like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And Australia, it's a lot like being in Southern California, where we're from, except probably better. The beaches are gorgeous. There's tons of stuff to do. The food is great. The people are awesome. So actually we're trying to get down there, hopefully beginning of the year. We'll see what happens, but fingers crossed we'll make it down there.
Yeah. So what is your favorite type of food from another country?
Ooh. Probably, let's see. Sushi, specifically in Japan, it's really, really good. Where else? Italy has some amazing food.
Italy is pretty much the best country for food, in my opinion. Like, they have pizza, they have lasagna, they have spaghetti, they have all this stuff. They have amazing food.
Absolutely, yeah. The only downside is that we always end up eating too much when we're there. So we come back home a little heavier than when we left.
It's funny. I want to go there because I'm Italian, but I've never had like actual Italian food because I've never been there.
Okay.
Italian food in the U.S., which is probably a lot different, I bet.
Yeah, it is different. The ingredients that they use over there are a lot better than what we use over here in the States. It's more, there's less, you know, like chemicals and junk that they put in it. Whereas over there, it's way more, I don't want to say organic, but, It's just the quality of it is just way better.
Yep. My dad proposed to my mom in Italy. They both went there.
Nice.
Yep.
That's cool. That's very romantic.
Yeah, Italy is a very romantic country.
Yep.
So what was your favorite TV show or movie when you were my age?
Oh, man. How old are you?
11.
11. Okay, so what would I be watching at 11 years old? So I think at that time, like, Beverly Hills 90210 was huge. Yeah. I think I watched that a bit. What else? I was a big Ninja Turtles kid when I was your age. There was this cartoon, you might have heard of it. It was called DuckTales. It was a Disney cartoon.
It's like Donald Duck and siblings, and then
Yeah. I really liked that show. So yeah, like all that stuff from that era, like late 80s, early 90s, that was my jam.
Nice. So what is an animal you choose to scale up to the size of a horse if they like wouldn't kill or eat you and wouldn't cause chaos on Earth?
What animal would I want to
scale up to the size of a horse?
Oh, wow. That's tough. Probably. Do you know what a lemur is?
Yep. Like jungle animals, right?
It's like this little tiny, it almost looks like a, I don't even know what it looks like. It's got these big like yellow eyes and it's furry and it's kind of got ears almost like a cat, but they're really, really small. But if one
I've heard of a lemur, I think I know what it is. I don't exactly remember.
Yeah, if I could hang out with a giant lemur, I'd be stoked.
Well, that's what that is. Okay. Yep, I think I've seen those before.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yep, I like lemurs. You could like sleep on it or something.
Exactly. Yeah, you can hang out with it, sleep on it. It's your buddy.
You could ride on it.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. Yeah. So if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell them?
I would tell my 11-year-old self not to stress out so much. You know, like when you're 11, 12, 13, you go into middle school, and then from there you go into high school. And I remember being in, you know, middle school and high school, just not really feeling comfortable and just always kind of feeling just weird and out of place. But then once I left high school and then, you know, got in my 20s and in my 30s, I realized that a lot of that stuff that went on back then, you know, like your prepubescent years into your teens, none of it really matters. None of it's going to like affect the rest of your life. I mean, obviously you should go to school, you should study, you should do, you know, do that kind of thing, but definitely enjoy your youth.
Yep. So anything to add before you wrap it up? Promote any of your bands or something?
My band Fake Figures, we have a new EP out called From Within. It's available on all the streaming platforms. We have a show out here in LA on the 26th of October. So if you're in the area, come check it out. I believe it's at the Knitting Factory. And my other band, Atreyu, like I said before, we're going to be heading to Europe in November. So keep an eye out for the concert dates on that. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So thanks to Travis for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.